I've got a question for you guys. There are some, after the Astros crushed the Tigers last night, and they have won 7 in a row, and they have the best record in Major League Baseball, there are some that are throwing out the idea that this Astros team could be one of the best in history. Are you guys buying that?
Yes, I'm totally 100% buying it.
You're all in on that.
This is a complete baseball team. The offense has the makings of potentially being even better than it was in 2017. And the defense, just like their actual fielding, utilization of the shift, all of these things have just completely come together. You've got me actually enjoying watching Diaz play. I think there's a very good chance. The one thing that you wonder is, okay, if injuries start to take their toll on the pitching staff, both amongst the starters and the relievers, what happens then? But that's, I mean, you can say that with any team. There's not a team out there that couldn't be hurt by injuries. Yes, I think that's very possible. Is it a surprise to you?
It's not a surprise to me. Now, Steve Phillips compared them to the 1927 Yankees, which I felt like was going too far. But
they wouldn't have allowed, well, I'll tell you one thing, the New York Yankees wouldn't have allowed several of the best players on the Astros to even be on their roster.
That's most likely true.
They'd be like, no, sir, this is a sport for people that look like us.
Yes.
That's the thing. So, yeah, go screw the 27 Yankees. Look, am I supposed to sit here and act like the 27 Yankees were somehow somehow impossible to overcome? Screw them. Screw the 27 Yankees.
Are we sure that the Astros this year are better than they were last year and the year before? Are we sure of that?
No. I don't think we can be sure of anything right now.
Of course there's no sure of it yet. They've played like a third of the season. If that. How many games have they played? What's the record right now?
It's 28-15.
Yes.
Yeah, not even a third of the season. So, no, we can't be sure of it. But they're on their way to it. Like, if they sustain this level of play, then yes.
Well, let me rephrase from asking we're sure, because we are 6 weeks in. Do you?
I just said, like, I had just, to be sure, I had just said they could be. Yes. And then you said, but are we sure? Like, no!
Two different
questions. Like, by definition, I'm saying they could be.
Do we think that they are better than they were last season and the year before?
They're better than they were last season.
Okay.
I'm not so sure about 2017.
I will say, definitively, we can't say that yet, but they don't have a better starting rotation. They have a better lineup.
Yep.
Depends on what do you think will be the big issue for the Astros come playoff time. Is it going to be scoring runs? Last year against the Red Sox, it was scoring runs. It was getting runs across the plate against a Boston team that actually showed that its pitching was a lot better than we thought it would end up being. And that's what it's going to need. That's going to need to be different in a theoretical rematch against them or against the New York Yankees once the Yankees get healthy. The starting rotation is not better, though. The starting rotation right now is Verlander, is Cole. You know those guys are going to be very, very good for you. And then after that, you're not 100% sure about any of those guys. They have done well in the starting rotation after Verlander and Cole to this point.
So far.
But do you feel 100% confident in those guys down the stretch? I'll say I want to wait. I want to give it time. And to the idea of the Astros being one of the best teams in baseball history, let's slow down. Let's slow down a lot. I really like the lineup. The lineup, maybe you can make a case at the end of the season with all the guys, the five guys that have all these home runs, Altuve, Brantley, Springer, Correa, and Bregman. But right now, this is a very, 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 very good baseball team. But I don't feel like 100% more confident than I did last year.
I'm more with Paul because I'm worried about the depth in the starting rotation. And these are very rich man problems. We're discussing whether or not, like, the fifth bedroom that we have added to our mansion was a good decision or not. I mean, it's crazy, at least for someone like me watching a team like this every night, because they are just so damn good. And what they have over the last couple of years, 2017 and 2018, is they clearly have the best back end of the bullpen, because their back end of the bullpen has been absolutely shut down. I mean, Ryan Presley hasn't given up a run this year, okay? And Osuna has been basically excellent, more or less. And so that's what they have over, especially 2017, but, you know, 2018 as well. The hitting, the lineup, top to bottom, is closer to 2 years ago when they were historically great and better than last year. But I am worried about the starting pitching.
The starting pitching, obviously, is a huge concern. If we're talking about putting them in that lofty, okay, one of the best teams ever. Because which by the way, Mike, you're trying to manufacture a debate here. This is
Embrace it.
But it,
you're not embracing it.
This is the problem. Okay, when you get to the playoffs, because now talking about the playoffs versus talking about one of the greatest teams ever, I guess you almost kind of got to say, all right, so we're including the playoffs. So you have to include they win the World Series, no matter what they do in the regular season. Well, like if we're going to talk about playoffs, then you're saying, okay, we're not just talking about how they perform in the regular season. None of it actually matters unless they win the World Series.
Of course.
So then it becomes, all right, how does the starting pitching, and more specifically, your top four, how does your top four feel? So you feel really good about Verlander and Cole. Then there are a whole bunch of question marks as to number three, number four. Where is Peacock? Where is McHugh?
Wade Miley.
Where's Miley? And then really Corbin Martin. Can Corbin Martin sustain and build off of his initial performance and develop into something that you really, really want to rely on in the stretch and in the postseason? Those are the big questions for me.
The reason I brought all this up and the Astros beat the Tigers again 11-4 last night. Here was Steve Phillips, the former Mets general manager. He was on Stadium and he was asked if the Astros are better than the 1927 New York Yankees.
Their last nine games, they've won 8 out of 9. They scored 74 runs in those 9 games, averaging more than 8 runs a game. The power's there. The on-base percentage is there. They hit from line to line. You think about this. Jose Altuve on the injured list. Aledmys Diaz comes in the game and hits a 420-foot home run yesterday. Even their role players, their bench players, have terrific power. Jake Marisnyk, a left-handed starter, and Matt Boyd on the mound. So Marisnyk gets the start. They move Springer over to right field. Springer starts the game with a leaping catch to rob a home run. Then he ends the game with a diving catch, both on Nico Goodrum. And Marisnyk homers in the game, too. So they just, they're so deep. They have so many weapons offensively, and the lineup connects. Every at-bat connects to the next one. I really do. It reminds me a lot of the Yankee lineups from the late 90s, early 2000s, where I always referenced it as a circular lineup. No beginning and no end. They all hit for average. They all hit for power. They can all drive in runs. They can all score runs. That's really what this team is. FanGraphs, one of the great reference sites right now, did a study in using weighted runs created plus. They have this Astros team so far this year is the best offense in the history of baseball.
Wow.
Better than the 27 Yankees, believe it or not.
I thought when he was starting that comparison that he was going to say, yeah, you know, I studied the 1927 Yankees, and I got to say, you know, these guys are better. But, okay, you're fine. You found it a statistic to make a compelling argument.
This was obviously yesterday. So yeah. By weighted runs created plus, so far, they compare to the 27 Yankees. Now, to be fair, that stat is actually one that a lot of the nerds use pretty extensively.
Right. I have no, like, honestly, I have no interest in comparing them to the 27 Yankees.
Why not?
I'm sure. I mean, maybe that'll become the new Jordan versus LeBron debate. Then we can rage on about all of that. I'm interested in comparing them to the 2017 Astros. And so far, they're a better offense than the 2017 Astros, which is pretty damn impressive. So if they can sustain that, and like where are the reasons that they can't sustain that? One of them would be that Springer is playing out of his absolute mind. And is that sustainable?
Inside the Parker last night.
I think it is just because there's a reason for the change. He lost 15 pounds. And you knew it was going to affect him, or the purpose of that was to help him on the base paths, let him steal more. But I think it's affected his actual overall game. And I think that is he going to keep these exact same numbers? I don't think so. But I think he might have taken one of these jumps where he's actually like markedly better than he had been previously in his career. So I feel good about that.
But he's probably not going to hit 329 the whole season.
Right.
I mean, he'll be, if he stays healthy, you know, he's 29. So this is the kind of season where George Springer's likely to have a career year. You put it all together, you're in that like real, real nice window where you have enough experience to where you know a lot and you still have not declined physically. So this is the kind of year. Probably not going to hit 329.
Well, but if Springer to drop a little bit, like if we're just going to go on old school batting average, in 2017, the team was 282. Right now they're 283. So then they'd be a little bit below where they were based on the 1/9 of the production. The biggest debate, the biggest manufactured debate right now that people find themselves getting angry about is, should George Springer move to the four spot? Some people will not let this die, and this is the only thing I actually see people get heated up over on Twitter. And I frankly don't care.
Yesterday, yeah, for whatever reason, that was a very, very heated conversation.
It's because that's all
some.
They can, that's all you can manufacture any
are
anger
people,
about right
are
now.
Are people that angry about that?
I think that there was a very vocal minority, and a lot of people that talk about the Astros on a regular basis decided to, mount up and just destroy this straw man army. I don't think it's actually that many people. I've thought about it before, but with the way that the back of the lineup is hitting right now and setting the table for George Springer, why would you change it?
Well, this is the thing. If you find yourself arguing that no, Springer needs to be in the four because they'll have more opportunities for RBIs with guys on plate, if you find yourself thinking that, I just want you to know this. You have to look outside of yourself a little bit and start thinking about the team instead of just you / George Springer. Because it's not just about RBIs. It's the psychological warfare. It's the absolute terrorism of having a guy like Springer up number one in the lineup and all of a sudden going down 1-0 in the hole right after the first at bat. What it does to a pitcher and how getting that early lead can help. And that's all. And I think at this point, I don't think it's nearly as much about, hey, we moved him up to the number one spot and he took off, so that's where he's comfortable. I think it has a lot more to do with, like, what a lot of other teams, like, this is the philosophy on a lot of teams now. It's psychological warfare. It's just, it's getting up there and putting that stress immediately into the mind of the pitcher.
So George Springer is a terrorist who uses psychological warfare. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I've never had a problem with Springer leading off. I honestly haven't really given it too much thought. I know that in some areas of town that this is controversial, but it's one thing if you had a lineup that was very, very top heavy. Like you had two or three really good hitters and he was the leadoff guy, then you went 1-2-3. But they've got good hitters all over the lineup, and it's not like they've got lousy guys hitting cleanup. It's Correa or it's Brantley, depending on the night, most likely. So they've got guys who can drive in runs in the middle of the order. And as Richard Justice pointed out 2 days ago, the day they moved George Springer to leadoff, May 24th, 2016, since that day, the Astros have the best record in Major League Baseball.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
It's that simple. Speaking of records in Major League Baseball, what do we do about all these bad teams? The Detroit Tigers are awful.
They're getting better.
They're 4 games under 500. Yeah, they are an embarrassment
to watch.
They've
got a plan.
They are, yeah.
Let's go back in time and ask what we're going to do about the Astros in 2014. Like, eventually, if the plan works out,
there are too many teams in baseball right now that are just trash. Like, the American League, there are three teams playing well right now. Guess what? They're the exact three teams we thought they would be. The Astros, the Red Sox, and Yankees. The Astros are 9-1 over their last 10. The Red Sox 8-2. The Yankees 7-3. Everyone else stinks.
That's why the Astros tanked at the time to do it. Now it becomes what everybody wants to do, and then you have to almost tank to get your way back into the top 50th percentile. Like, it's, you have to tank to get back to mediocrity now, because there's no payoff in it, because everybody's doing it. It becomes much more competitive. That's where Luno, and that's where I think Corbin Martin is, like, more evidence that, okay, a few years ago, we were wondering, what's Luno going to be like after they lose the benefit of tanking? Corbin Martin is a guy that anybody could have gotten. He was a second rounder, and there was a lot of argument and disagreement amongst baseball people as to whether he was a first rounder or a fifth rounder, because they didn't know if he had major league stuff. The Astros obviously made a very smart pick taking him in the second round.
That pick looks really good.
So that's
it's
like, that's,
so good to have Luno.
That's independent of tanking. Yeah.
Of course. It just bothers me. Like, the Tigers just don't look like a real baseball team.
You hate them.
I watched them last night, and I'm like, this looks like a little league team. I mean, the inside the park home run, there's just so many things going on with the Tigers last night. And I'm just like, they're an 18-22 team.
It's worth pointing out that the 27 Yankees, though they only played against white people, also didn't face anybody as bad as the Detroit Tigers, I'm guessing.